Good morning. Welcome into our program for today. And with me is Cecilia Murray, the Executive Director of the Waynesville-St. Robert Area Chamber of Commerce. Well, summer has been very, very busy, but I think fall is one of the busiest times of the year, too, because we get more active when the weather is more cooler, I guess you might say.
Yeah, we have had a pretty cool summer, though, so I think there was a lot of activities happening. But yes, for the chamber, we have several things coming up for the fall. And of course, we like to start the fall off with the first home football game of the Waynesville Tigers with Community Pride Night. It is always a fun evening, and it's just exciting to come out, show our Tiger pride, everybody wearing their orange and black, and really having the school spirit and promoting football. And we have a nice tailgate party out there. We serve 1,000 hot dogs, and we serve soda, and guess what? It's all free.
That's the best part.
It is.
Now, that's for the tailgate party, not for getting in to see.
No, just for the hot dogs and the soda before the game. We're there from 5 to 7. When the game starts, we pack up and then go in and watch the game.
So that's going to be on Friday of this week.
It is. It is on September the 4th. And like I said, we'll be there from 5 to 7 serving the hot dogs and soda. And we always have a line. We're partnering with Walmart again this year, and they'll be out there as well as our sponsors. We could not do it without our sponsors, which you guys are always there to support us. And you're going to be there doing a live remote as well. And it's just, you know, it's a great time. We have lots of volunteers that come out and help. And everybody has fun.
There are I don't want to say so few things, that's not exactly true, but of this scope, where the entire community, whether it be Waynesville, St. Robert, Fort Wood, surrounding area, this is one of not a whole lot of activities here where the entire community shows up in mass.
Yes. There is always a lot of people, especially at the first home football game, because you're gearing up for that fall, and the Waynesville Tigers have always done a great job, and we're just going to be out there and cheer them on again this year.
And I guess probably sometime this coming week we'll need to check on the parking for all of this. I know that at another event earlier in the summer, the parking along the city route was restricted, so I guess we'll have to kind of find out information about that.
Yeah, I haven't heard. You know, we take up a little bit of the parking for the tailgate party, the Community Pride Night, so that will limit some of the parking right there. But I haven't heard about the parking situation.
All right. So probably the usual places, and I believe that even the old Waynesville Technical Academy parking lot, mm-hmm. and people can go there too.
Of course, getting there early, you can stop by and get your free hot dog and soda while you're waiting to go into the game.
How many years has this been going on?
A very long time. Before my time. I've been at the chamber 5 years, and I was going on way before my time.
So. Good answer there. Very long time. So everyone should kind of circle that. And that'll be this coming Friday in Waynesville. So this is an entire family type event too.
Yes, it is. And we're looking forward to seeing everybody out there. And of course, that is Labor Day weekend. We don't, you know, we've had a couple people say, why did you pick that weekend? Well, the chamber doesn't pick the weekend of the first home football game. That is all done by the scheduling of the sports. And, you know, it just so happened that it was Labor Day weekend this year. But, you know, somebody's got to have a game that weekend. And it just happens this year it's us. And the chamber will be closed on that Monday, September the 7th for Labor Day. So we're going to stay out late and party with the Tigers for Pride Night. And then we're going to take off on Monday.
And so that would be actually the following week then, mm-hmm. would be the second Wednesday. So I guess it's when the chamber luncheon going to be.
That is. September the 9th is our monthly luncheon, and that's going to be at Stefano's Pizza and Gyros. And our sponsor is Candy Bouquet. So I don't know, Gary, you might get a piece of chocolate. I don't know. She hasn't said, but It might be your lucky day. You could win a bouquet or something.
Everybody likes chocolate. There's no doubt about that.
Yes. So they're going to be there sponsoring. Of course, RSVP is September the 8th at 9 a.m. Seating is limited, so we encourage everyone to RSVP as soon as possible. And remember that Monday's the holiday, and we're going to be closed. So we'll have to get those reminders out first thing Tuesday morning so everybody will call in and get their RSVP in.
The last time I talked with you approximately a month ago, you mentioned something about kind of exploring the idea of having a trivia night.
We are. The Chamber's new event is going to be a trivia night, and it's going to be October the 24th, which is a Saturday night, at the Hampton Inn starting at 6 p.m. And we're already starting to get teams put together. It's going to be a team of 10 players for $100. That must be paid in advance of the event. There'll be refreshments there. But Gary, you know, I mentioned it to you and you've already started quizzing me. So I'm thinking you might be a know-it-all trivia guy. You could be a know-it-all trivia guy and put a team together. You could be the mastermind behind a team.
I've been elevated to know-it-all.
Well, that's kind of like our slogan, are you a know-it-all? So, yeah. But yeah, you're already asking me questions, so I think you should put together a fun team and come out there.
It does beg a question here. Who's going to be selecting the questions and the answers?
We have a panel of people that are going to be our judges that will select the questions and will know the answers. And if someone wants to challenge that, they can pay to challenge the answer to the question.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
So if someone, do teams challenge each other or is this a challenge on?
This is, you're competing against the other teams. And the winner will receive a traveling trophy. And they will receive a free table at the next trivia night, and it'll be in the, you know, top spot there. So it's just going to be a fun night to get a group of people together and just have fun, have some refreshments and answer trivia questions.
Now, do you expect attendance to be limited to the teams that you've mentioned, or would there be spectators?
I don't, you know, it depends on how many teams we have signed up, whether there will be enough room for spectators. If you know, Hampton has a limited number of seating, so if we fill up the tables, then no, we would not have room for seating.
There couldn't be a chili cook-off the same? Oh, wait a minute, that's in January, isn't it?
Yeah, that's coming up in January. You're already ready for some cool weather with some chili, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that we're gearing up for that too in January. But the trivia night is something new we're looking forward to, and everybody seems excited about it. We sent out an email kind of survey to our members, and trivia night was one of the things that everybody chose to try. So that's what we're going to do.
Might ask you this: how are things going with the new setting for the office of the Chamber of Commerce? More space, and it's been a while since we asked you. Obviously, the answer that everyone would expect is that it is going very well.
It is going very well. We are so fortunate to have the office space in the tourism building. You know, just having a place for everything, we're not kind of squeezed into a small area. We're more productive, more efficient. We look professional when someone comes into our office. We receive compliments every day about the color of the paint and just the atmosphere of the office. And we were able to offer an office to the economic developer for the Pulaski County Growth Alliance, as well as you know, helping Committee of 50. So it just provides so much better opportunities for all the organizations.
And then you have new members to announce this month. We always announce them each time you come on the show.
I do. As you know, our year for membership starts August the 1st. So we don't fall on a calendar year. And in saying that, we have a lot of people that join right at August the 1st, so they get a full year's benefit. So anybody that wants to join, now's a good time because you're coming in at the beginning of our year. But I'd like to welcome the Pulaski County Growth Alliance that I just talked about, Lifestyle Salon, Post Realty and Associates, Philip and Paula Tackett, On Media, J.C. Penney Catalog Sales, Rural Trash, America's Best Value Inn, and True Light Temple. So quite a few new members to welcome, and we're very excited that they've joined the chamber.
Now, is there an automatic ribbon cutting for each member? They're individuals, I guess.
Right.
Wouldn't want to have one outside somebody's house.
No, we don't typically do one for an individual, but for nonprofits and our businesses, we offer a ribbon cutting, and that's part of the benefit of your membership. You get a ribbon cutting, which goes into, you know, we send it to all of the media, and with that, you get a plaque for your business and your first dollar certificate. Everybody really, really likes that. We're one of the few chambers that provide that to hang on your wall. And not everybody has a ribbon cutting. That's their choice. They may just come by and pick up the plaque, but the majority of them have a ribbon cutting.
And for newcomers, for new businesses, a great opportunity, especially at the luncheons, to come and get some really good up-to-date information about the area. Remember the last time that we had it, we had information about the amount of sales tax. The fact that it had increased quite a bit this year in St. Robert, which would indicate to business people that, you know, the economy locally is real good. We had mm-hmm. good housing report from the city of Waynesville mm-hmm. school board report or school district report, and there are others who report too. So you get that information, and then the members get from time to time to talk about special events.
Yes, and it's a networking opportunity. A lot of people come a few minutes early before we start, and they're able to network with their friends or meet new members and see what specials people have offered at their business. And then we do the updates. We usually always have a couple door prizes to give away at the end, so people look forward to those. I mean, last month, our sponsor gave away 2 digital cameras, 2 color printers, you know.
And so, I didn't bring my business card.
Oh, Gary.
I always forget that.
That was a month you should have had your card.
I know,
in there.
I was there, but I didn't bring my business card. And yeah. I don't carry them usually with me.
Well, you'll have to try to remember that. Yes, because so, that was, you know, a very popular month. I was trying to beg for someone to give the chamber a digital camera, but...
Did it work?
No, it didn't work. Okay. I tried, oh, but, yeah, you know...
Right. Well, someone probably been upset if that
yes, but every, you know, everybody has a great time at the luncheons. We receive a lot of positive feedback that not only can they network, but it's informative. They leave there with more knowledge than they came with about our community.
Anything else then?
Last thing, I just want to remind everybody that the Leadership Missouri class will be here in September, and they're going to be touring Fort Leonard Woods, staying in St. Robert, and the chamber's putting together welcome bags. So the deadline is now to get any, you know, if you have a promotional item or a coupon, they will be here several days, and we just want to welcome them to the community and hopefully provide a nice welcome bag that will convince them to come back to the community.
All right, very good idea. One thing I thought of maybe mentioning here was some of the accomplishments this year of the chamber. I know we're not, that's usually reserved for around New Year's Eve or New Year's Day or something like that. But it's occurred to me that there have been several important things happen. Of course, you mentioned moving into the new chamber mm-hmm. offices, also Memorial.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, out at the new Veteran Cemetery.
Yes.
So what am I missing here? I'm sure there are other accomplishments, but those are 2 milestones.
Those are 2, you know, the Veterans Memorial was a long time coming project that we were very happy that it's wrapping up. The bricks are being engraved right now. They were all 500 were sold. The memorial itself is being built. All of the pieces are being put together and hopefully will be delivered to the cemetery in the next few weeks. And it's just going to be really exciting to see that put up at the cemetery. And I can't wait for them to open it and have a dedication so that we can have the community come out and share in that project.
So all 500 bricks were...
Yes.
Because I know it was kind of late in the game, and you told how many you still had to sell, and I thought, you'll never make it.
And we did.
And you did.
A little faith.
You know,
when we started this several years ago, you know, the project's been going on for a long time, but when we started dealing with the Veterans Commission about putting it in the cemetery, we had to come up with a number of bricks, and back then we had only sold maybe 50. And we were like, well, we can sell 500. And, you know, we really just threw out a number and said, yeah, that's reachable. And we were able to do it with a little faith and the support of the community.
So, again, the luncheon this month is going to be on Wednesday,
the 9th of September at Stefano's.
And be sure to RSVP early. Because you want to have a seat.
That's right.
You can only take so many.
Limited seating, and just a reminder that our office will be closed on September the 7th.
And don't forget about this coming Friday.
Pride Night, come out. It's a lot of fun. Walk through the Pride Night and make sure you pick up your hot dog and soda.
All right. That would be free.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you. Cecilia Murray, our guest today, and she is Executive Director of the Waynesville-St. Robert Area Chamber of Commerce.